When I see a symphony orchestra, 100 or so people playing some incredibly difficult piece of music in complete and perfect unison, as if they were a single organism, I remind myself that each one of them started the day in a different kitchen. 100 different musicians in 100 different kitchens scattered across the city. And sometimes I find myself wondering how many of them had eggs that morning and how many of them chose cereal. I try to guess whether the percentage of muffin eaters is greater among the strings or the brass section. I ponder whether or not the percussionists drink a lot of coffee, whereas perhaps the piccolo players lean more toward flavored teas. I don't know why these thoughts come to me, but they sure fill the time between scherzos. Catholic kids are stupid. They don't know how to handle a pedophile priest. Here's what you do. First of all, you don't get all scared and do whatever he tells you. Who wants to get sucked off by a 43-year-old clergyman with beard stubble? Not me. Instead, what you do is you kick him in the nuts. You kick him squarely in the nuts and you get the fuck out of there as fast as you can and you go tell somebody right away. You tell as many grown-up people as you can. One of them is bound to believe you. That's what you do. You don't wait 30 years. You kick the priest in the nuts and say, "Fuck you, Father, I don't do that shit. Try Jimmy Fogarty, I heard he blew the choir master." And you're out the door. And don't forget to take your rosary. On second thought, leave the rosary. A lot of good it did you in the first place. Three short stories. The Velvet Hat. She wore a velvet hat. She walked down the steps slowly, as if each one were a significant achievement. Her arm, bent severely at the elbow, pinned her purse closely to her side. The surface of the last few steps was cracked and uneven, and so she extended her tiny arm to grip the railing. At that moment, a man ran up and jammed an entire box of peppermints into her mouth. Not Martha Stewart. Vinnie had just squeezed off three really vicious, warm, partially liquid farts, and was now trying with all his might to suck down from the back of his nose a huge gob of hardened snot that felt as big as a human embryo. Ignoring the dog shit encrusted under his fingernails from several weeks earlier, he reached deep into his throat, pulled loose some partially digested food, swallowed it again, and continued to make hamburger patties for the kids. Garnish. The man in the tweed hat stood by a tree, rolling a half-dried snot between his thumb and forefinger. Moments later, the snot now completely dry, he strolled casually past a sidewalk cafe and gently flicked it into a young lady's lemonade.
Why do you always
finish your sentences?
Yeah. It's something that's been bothering you for a long time? Yeah.
Well, it's a habit that started in grade school. When the teacher called on another kid, sometimes the kid would start to answer and then get stuck. So I would supply the rest of the answer.
And this habit has stayed with you
ever since that time.
But there must be something you can do about it?
The only thing I could do about it would be to find some person who might be willing to
finish your sentences?
Yeah. If I could just find someone to finish my sentences...
It would put a little balance in your life?
Right.
But why does it have to be someone else? Why couldn't it be...
The same person? Why couldn't the same person whose sentences I finish...
Be the same person who finishes your sentences?
I don't know. Let's ask this man over here. What can I do for you fellows?